Hello, welcome back to the Willis Experience Podcast, ALDS Blue Jays Rangers Preview Edition with Allison Futter. This is a series that there's a clear favorite. It's kind of weird that Toronto is not the number one seed that Kansas City ended up beating them, because if you look at Vegas, if you look at the way these lineups, the teams kind of match up, it's hard to argue that Toronto, you know, we've argued all season that, you know, all the best teams are in the NL. To me, the exception to that rule is Toronto. They just look particularly, no one did more at the trading deadline. They took a good team that was already good and made it something more. To me, Toronto is the best team in the American League. It may not come across in this series, but they're certainly the best team in the American League.
Yeah, I would agree. I think that, like you said, they had the best trade deadline. I mean, those players, you could not have asked for more of an impact. And it just like dotted the I's and crossed the T's of everything that they had left. And what the, I mean, they, you know, they've not been real great in the last few games, but, no, I mean, I think that everybody is expecting the Blue Jays to still be there. When the world, yeah, I'm kind of picking them to win the pennant. So yeah. I would certainly expect them to be beating the Rangers.
Well, certainly, and the Rangers kind of have a disadvantage coming into this series, and they needed Cole Hamels to pitch the last day of the regular season. He did the job. He won the game for them, and that's great. But, of course, that is the problem that the Blue Jays did not have to worry about. They are, of course, all lined up to have David Price pitch their first game in a way, and they don't have to worry about that. So, you know, to me, that is obviously an advantage for Toronto. But the larger advantage for me for Toronto is that Tulo is back. We have not seen him at 100% yet, but we've certainly seen what the Blue Jays are when Tulo is in the lineup. And there was a stretch when they first got him where it looked like they were like almost literally unbeatable. What he adds to that lineup, I think he was batting first when he was there. I don't know if he's going to be batting first in the playoffs, but he was batting first when he first got there. The idea that you could have a lineup that Troy Tulowitzki could bat first, I think speaks to just kind of how deep and kind of terrifying that lineup is.
Yeah, and the funny thing is I think they were like 22-4 when he first joined them, and he wasn't even doing that well.
Yeah.
That was the bizarre thing. And, you know, I'm cautiously optimistic about what he will be able to contribute. He is back from that injury, and he is seemingly, I don't think that we can probably call it healthy, but he's able to play. But I'm always a little bit skeptical when it comes to guys coming back from that in a quick manner, you know, what exactly they're going to be able to do. Of course, he's not going to be like out of playing shape and, oh, he needs a spring training. I mean, he played for so long through the season before this happened, but I'm not banking on that. All that said, I don't think it's going to matter at all. I mean, I think the Blue Jays are loaded in pitching. They're loaded in offense. That ballpark is going to be rocking. And it just gives me chills to think about what's going on up in Toronto right now. And that's going to be an extremely tough place for an opponent to play.
Yeah, I want to talk about that stadium a little bit, because, you know, this is my ongoing theory. One of the great things, one of the reasons the postseason has felt particularly exciting the last couple of years is we have had these breakthrough stadiums. We've had these stadiums where people just lost their freaking mind. Last year it was Kansas City. They'd been waiting a long time, and they clearly showed up. 2 years ago it was Pittsburgh. This year it does feel like it's going to be Toronto. You know, it's kind of crazy that it's been 23 years since they last. It's also weird that it's been 23 years since 1992. That's actually a little upsetting when you take that's very upsetting, really. Certainly, you know, when you look at how long they've waited and how, you know, how fantastic they've been in the second half, and how many people even they can actually fit into that stadium, that is, I don't know if it's going to quite reach Pittsburgh or Kansas City levels, but man, they're going to be pretty hyped.
Well, and it seats way more than like some of these ballparks, right? So, oh God, it's going to be loud, especially that roof is closed. I don't give the Rangers much of a chance. And of course, anything can happen. But I just, looking at what the Rangers were to end the season, as you said, Cole Hamels is going to have to wait to pitch. But their bullpen is completely gassed. I don't know how much they can recover in a short amount of time. And, you know, how is it just like do they just need a few days, which they will get before the division series starts? Or is it just that, like, they are so overused and so gassed and, like, they may not be able to make it very far in the postseason anyway? That you know, we'll figure that out as time goes on. But I would not be surprised if the Rangers did not even win a single game.
Wow, that's strong. That's a strong statement. And it is weird, you know, because they've got momentum. Like, they've been very solid in the second half. Hamels will eventually pitch a game. But, man, you know, talk about the only other stadium in the American League, at least in the playoffs version, where people hit home runs the way they do in Toronto is in Texas. So, right. You know, it does feel like there are going to be certainly, if you are one of those people that does not like tight 2-1 postseason games, I don't know why in the world you would be one of those people. Those things are so exciting in the playoffs. But certainly, if you like a lot of offense, this is your series. You know, they obviously have good pitchers, but man, there's some real bets, I think, on both sides here that I think that these are your high scoring postseason games. Ordinarily, postseason games are lower. If you really need that, if you're antsy without it, this is probably that series. But yeah, you know, I wonder, and again, you know, this is the thing with all of these series is one game can go weird, one game can go one way or the other. But, you know, the Rangers, they feel like next year's Rangers team, when they've got Hamels and Darvish and some of these, you get guys like Odor are maturing a little bit. Their lineup is thick now too, but they feel like a team that this season is an excellent step forward to them, and they're going to be very formidable next year. They can compete with Toronto then. But now I have to say I have a hard time. I can see them getting a game just because baseball's weird. But, yeah, it feels like they're not even really quite in the same class as Toronto heading into the series.
No, they're definitely not. And not just because of the fact that Toronto has 93 wins and Texas has 88, but just for the reasons you said. And yeah, there could be some very high scoring games. I think that they are going to be high scoring on the Blue Jays side. I just see the Rangers as a team that, as hot as they can be with their bats, they can also go very cold, especially when facing extremely good pitching, as anybody can. But I think even this could be even more of an extreme. I don't know. I just don't see them doing much against the Blue Jays.
All right, well then let's make a prediction. So you are we seem to be in agreement on this. There's no reason to belabor the point. You like, what's your official prediction for this ALDS?
The Blue Jays are going to win the series 3-0.
I am going Blue Jays in 4. Just because I don't know, I just feel antsy ever picking a sweep. Though I have to say, if Toronto wipes them out in 2 games, particularly with Hamels probably pitching the second one, it's hard to see how Texas somehow turns it around and wins the third. But I am disagreeing with myself just for the sake of disagreement. I am picking the Rangers to win Game 3 but lose Game 4. So we are both in agreement. The Blue Jays will win this series, which of course means the Texas Rangers are going to win the World Series.
Of course.
But all right. Well, thank you, Allison. This is follow her on Twitter, Allison Footer, AlysonFooter. We are now off to predict. We are now going to discuss the American League ALDS series, the other ALDS series. We'll be back to discuss that one in the next podcast. So say hello to that future podcast of ours. See ya.